Well, now to Washington State, where the death toll from that landslide in Oso remains at 30 today. Authorities have identified 28 of those victims as the community continues to cope with that tragedy. Meanwhile, people in other parts of the state are reminded that they, too, are living in landslide country. Just ask the residents of Mount Index River Sites, a rural community along the North Fork of the Skykomish River. It's experienced 3 landslides since December, wiping out a dozen homes and blocking the only access road. Fortunately, no one was hurt. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KUOW's Ashley Ahern headed into the Cascade Mountains to learn more about living with landslides.
I'm walking by a wall of muck and roots and exposed, freshly broken trees, naked faces of silt and clay that have been exposed from a slide that happened here just this week, an old tin roof of a house that's just folded in half. And people live here. Why?
All that slid last night. I got stuck on the other side. I live right here. Well, I own that there. I'm building a cabin on this rock. Can't really see me, but it's working its way around me.
Lauren Brayton pushes his camouflage hat back on his head and puts down his chainsaw for a minute to talk. He's cutting away tree trunks that the Sunset Falls landslide pushed into the road last weekend. The hillside above him is geologically similar to the one above the town of Oso, though much smaller. Houses torn into pieces jut out of the debris at odd angles. Burgundy couch cushions from someone's living room soak in the rain and the mud.
You know, for all the people here, there was personal property loss and there was real estate loss. We had no deaths. So I compare this to Oso. I feel for them more than I do for us. We'll recover.
Well, I mean, and if there were people in these houses,
they would have been gone.
Does that make you scared as a homeowner? Are you ever?
No.
No.
When it's time to go, you'll go. Well, like yesterday, I was up working on here and it slid below me. The only concern I had was getting my tools in and getting them safe for the night, because I'll always work my way out.
Brayton's family has owned this sliver of land next to Sunset Falls since the 70s, and he wants to retire here. He says the quality of life makes it worth the risk.
I mean, everywhere you look is beauty. We're not worried about having to put our kids in schools that have metal detectors so they're safe. It's a sanctuary. There you are. That's why people live here. It's a sanctuary from city life.
I slog my way up what's left of the dirt road alongside Sunset Falls. The Skykomish River pounds down next to me, a not too subtle reminder of how much power water has over this landscape. A guy jumps on his ATV and zooms through the muck ahead of me. For the 230 or so people who live on the other side of the Sunset Falls slide, ATV is the only way to get home. Many of them are without power or water right now and have been off and on for weeks. But this is a private road, so there's no government money available to fix it. Since December, the community has spent close to $60,000 clearing landslide debris off this road again and again. Lynn Kelly has lived here for 30 years and serves on the community board. We sit in a pair of old plastic chairs, looking out over the wreckage of cracked, raw earth and debris.
We shouldn't even be sitting here, you know, much less putting a road through here over and over and over. I watched our contractor for 2 months dig one lane through. Faster than he could put it in his dump truck and haul it away, more would come down. It just has to stop. You just can't. We really did run out of money.
Kelly's not optimistic about finding any more funding to deal with the landslide damage here. There are for sale signs dotting the dirt road.
People are just wrapping their heads around evacuating and changing their lifestyle. And as much as I hate to say it, the Oso slide has been a big wake-up call.
Further on down the dirt road, I stop by Ben Van Dusen's house. He unfolds 2 lawn chairs, and we sit in his backyard in the rain, looking out over his collection of rusting antique cars.
You can see I'm a child of the 50s and 60s. I put together the model cars, and when I had finally had the chance, I rounded up some wrecks from the boneyard, and there they sit. Aren't they great? You want to buy one? Oh, God. So where were we?
We look out towards craggy white Mount Index, towering thousands of feet over us. Van Dusen has a million-dollar view. But when he bought this little house 2 decades ago, he paid less than $60,000 for it. Life's beautiful here, but it hasn't been easy. In the past, Van Dusen's had to evacuate because of flooding. A landslide took out the road half a mile from here in 2009. But Van Dusen says he can't afford to leave. He delivers magazines and is starting to get some gigs as an actor, but things have been really hard since the recession.
Right now, today, I am stuck. Yeah, turn the hot water off. I don't have TV. I don't have Comcast or any of that. I get DVDs from the library, so I am stuck. If that's a dangerous slope, too bad. This is it.
He says that as much as he loves the quiet and the wild spirit that drew him to this place, he wishes the government would buy all the residents out. People were meant to visit, not live here, he says.
With a big infusion of capital, I would relocate maybe to Skagit County or somewhere out in the flatlands. I want a place where I could grow some food, work on these cars,
For Here and Now, I'm Ashley Ahern in Index, Washington.